sponsored by Brilliant. As revolutionary as plastics were for changing the course of manufacturing forever, it's become a major burden on the world. With 91% of plastics not being recycled, and each of us consuming 5 grams of microplastic every single week, there has to be a better solution. In a previous video, I covered how fungus may be a viable plastic replacement for the future, but there's another solution starting to bloom, algae. And it's showing up in a place you might not expect, your feet. What if I told you we could wear plastic-free flip-flops and shoes made from algae? I'm Matt Farrell. Welcome to Undecided. Algae seems to be proliferating in a number of fields from biofuels production to carbon capture. But the algal tide is tiptoeing towards a new fashion trend, sustainable footwear. Flip-flops are endemic and contain non-recyclable plastic. Their production fuels climate change and ocean pollution, but we could soon be wearing plastic-free flip-flops made from algae. Let's start from the roots, broadly speaking. Algae are aquatic organisms that perform photosynthesis. And unlike land plants, their structure is much simpler. For instance, they have no roots, stems, or leaves in some cases. You can find them both in freshwater, typically lakes, as well as seawater. Based on their size, you can distinguish between microalgae or phytoplankton and macroalgae, which is also known as seaweed, like giant kelp. But what's so special about algae? Well, their secret lies in their oily content that can perform as well as petroleum oil. Over the last 2 decades, researchers have been exploring the potential of algae as a sustainable feedstock for making biofuels. They focused on extracting the algae oil-containing components to replace petroleum-derived oil. However, to upscale the technology, you need a massive amount of resources. It would take 50% of yearly fertilizers used in European crop production to meet just 10% of European transport fuel demand. That's why biotech startups are now diving into a new ocean of applications offered by the marine plant, like Sea Combinator, tackling the sargassum algal blooms in the Caribbean Sea. The Puerto Rico-based company is harvesting the surplus toxic algae to make useful products. Their extraction process upscales this type of brown seaweed into more sustainable alternatives for agricultural, cosmetic, and textiles industries. The fashion world is one of the main drivers of plastic pollution. 35% of all microplastics that flush into the ocean come from washing our synthetic clothing. And believe it or not, polyester is in 60% of what we wear, which sounds kind of crazy, but just check the labels in your t-shirts and you'll see. Polyester is a petroleum-derived fiber. In other words, it's plastic. It takes over 200 years to decompose and drinks up about 70 million barrels of oil each year. Now, what about your shoes? Polyester is one of the staple textiles in our footwear design. On average, shoe production releases 450 billion pounds of CO2 every single year. With a very low price, flip-flops became the world's best-selling shoe. So you can see why these sandals are responsible for a massive share of shoes' carbon footprint. On top of that, flip-flops are typically made from an ethylene vinyl acetate, or EVA-based foam. While many EVA may be recycled, many flip-flops contain non-recyclable polymers like PVC and polyurethane. That means they'll be kicking around in a landfill for 100 years, like in Ethiopia, which is one of the top consumers of flip-flops. From there, they walk their way to the ocean. According to the conservation and recycling group Ocean Soul, 90 tons of flip-flops are discarded each year along the beaches of East Africa alone. Last year, some researchers picked up 25 tons of trash along the beaches of El Dabra, the world's second largest coral atoll. It's just off the East African coast. Around a quarter of that trash was flip-flops. So can we use algae to wipe away the plastic stains of our footwear? Well, it looks like we can. The Munjoy startup designed All Day, a 4-in-1 pair of shoes entirely made of plants. Playing around with this flexible footwear, you can shape it into 4 different types of shoes. Sneakers during the day, a slide or a mule at night, or a sandal on the beach. It's pretty cool. But the interesting thing is that the bottom of the world's most versatile shoe is made of bloom foam. It's a mix of algae waste and sugarcane as an alternative to the traditional petroleum-based EVA foam. So why algae? Well, besides growing 10 times faster than terrestrial plants, algae cultivation requires less than 10% of the land. Also, algae consumes less water than land crops. Researchers from the University of California are growing microalgae in man-made ponds. Once fully developed, they separate the plants from water to obtain a sort of green pesto, or more like paste. They then extract the oily fraction out of the paste and turn it into a biofoam to make flip-flops. But how does it work? Well, using a machine in their lab, they pour a slimy oil onto a mold. By applying heat, the algae oil is baked into a vegan cake, a solid foam which takes the shape of the flip-flop components. including the footbed and the outer sole. After about 10 minutes, you open the mold, peel out the pieces, and put them together to create a renewable sandal. With a bio content of 52%, this eco-friendly beachwear fully biodegrades within 6 months in a compost pile. And even if they end up in the ocean, the algae-based flip-flops will disappear in a year, which is obviously way quicker than petroleum oil-based footwear. But can this be upscaled, or is it just a flop? Well, on the heel of their studies, the scientist group founded Algenesis Materials to give it a go. The company is working with a number of footwear brands to launch their soft foams on the market. As mentioned on their website, Reef will be their first official partner for commercial manufacturing of their flip-flops. Now, this should happen within a year or so. Algenesis Solic technology could have a massive impact on climate change and the shoe industry. Not only do fossil fuels stay in the ground, but algae also capture CO2 while growing. Sounds great, right? But Algenesis has an Achilles heel. At the moment, they can't buy enough algae to support their production. Algenesis' founders believe the supply will grow as more algae farmers enter the market. And this may happen soon thanks to the support of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The 2018 Farm Bill gave farmers resources to put in place newer and more efficient ways of harvesting algal biomass. But Algenesis isn't the only one working on algae-based footwear. Back in 2016, the U.S.-based company Bloom created the world's first algae-blended EVA on the market, which should sound familiar because it's the same foam used by the Munjoy shoe transformer that I mentioned earlier. With a renewable content of at least 45%, their Bloom foam, which is now known as Rise, replaced shoes' plastic soles. Partnering with the London-based Vivo Barefoot brand, they made a splash with the launch of the Ultra 3 water shoe. Unlike Algenesis, Bloom doesn't farm their algae in-house, as they repurpose them from waterways that are affected by algal excessive proliferation, like the Mississippi River. Deforestation, intensive agriculture, and wastewater treatment are feeding our water bodies with a nutrient banquet perfect for algae to feast on and bloom wildly. This leads to harmful consequences such as oxygen depletion and sunlight blocking, which causes the death of wildlife, as well as potentially drinking water pollution. Bloom embarked on an eco-crusade around the world. These good pirates are after a green treasure, and not just dollars, but algae. Along the line of what Sea Combinator does, their work is flipping a problem into a solution. The Norwegian company Dynaspace has developed a machine learning algorithm that can detect algal blooms through satellite imagery. But how does Bloom's machine work? Well, it's got a giant vacuum that sucks up algae while a screen prevents fish and wildlife from getting caught. They then skim off the water from the plants through a continuous solar drying process. The system filters 175 gallons of algae polluted water per minute for a total recovery of about 300 pounds of plants in a day. While recirculating the filtered water back into the environment, the dried algae are first pulverized and then made into pellets. These are injected into a mold to create a biofoam. For each pair of Ultra 3 sneakers, Bloom cleans up about 57 gallons of water and saves 40 balloons worth of CO2. Now that's what I call a climate-friendly party. Now Bloom's algae-enriched EVA foam was used to design the Native Shoes sneakers in 2019. The Canadian brand touts to be the first and only to incorporate this material into the whole footwear design, including the upper, midsole, and outsole. Also, through their Remix project, you can recycle their shoes. They regrind the footwear materials and repurpose them for seating, playground flooring, and insulation. While still not entirely bio-based, algae are slowly sneaking into sneakers and flip-flops. So how do algae-based shoes stack up in terms of cost compared to traditional footwear? Algenesis touted a projected cost of about $3 per pair, which would be comparable to other commercial flip-flops. As for Bloom shoes, the rough estimate is that their cost is still slightly higher than 100% EVA footwear. But this is expected to drop as the process gets more efficient. Apparently, Bloom created 100% biodegradable foams with high algae content in the lab, but their viability is still miles away from mass market adoption as of today. The main burden anchoring the algae shoes to the lab bench seems to be the raw material production. Based on a comprehensive study published last year, we still need further development to make microalgae-derived bioplastic manufacture competitive at a commercial scale. On the other hand, some cash flow should sink the algae cost down as the technology improves over the years. For instance, in 2020, the US Department of Energy invested a total of $27 million in R&D projects to ditch plastic for good. And Algenesis received part of this fund to develop their algae-based bioplastic. But is it really worth surfing this algal wave from an economic standpoint? Well, the market for algae products is expected to grow at a rate of about 6.3% from 2020 to 2027, reaching a value of nearly $1 billion. And the demand for bioplastics seems to be one of the drivers for this organic growth. Algae has the chance to be the oil of the future. While biofuels are still far from commercial application, the shoe industry seems to be a step ahead of harnessing the potential for this green material. Although the more eco-friendly foams are still not 100% algae-based, companies may be on the right path to completely kick plastic out of our footwear. Now, if you're interested in learning more about the principles behind algae and the chemistry that's behind all of this, I'd strongly recommend checking out the chemical reaction course at Brilliant. Just like making those flip-flops, you'll dive into how matter transforms from one thing into another. We don't have to just rely on the materials we find in nature, but we can make our own. It's a fun one that really helped me wrap my head around a lot of this. But even if there's no chemistry between you and that topic, sometimes it's okay to just be friends. They have over 60 courses, including topics in computer science, quantum mechanics, and mathematics. They've got something for everybody. All of the concepts are taught through fun and interactive challenges and really help you to understand the why of something, not just the how. It helps develop your intuition, which is my favorite part about Brilliant, and taps into the way I learn. And it just makes it fun. Go to brilliant.org/undecided to sign up for free. The first 200 people will get 20% off their annual premium membership. Thanks to Brilliant and to all of you for supporting the channel. So what do you think? Would you want to wear a pair of algae-based shoes or flip-flops? Crocs? I mean, who doesn't like a nice pair of Crocs? Jump in the comments and let me know. And if you like this video, be sure to check out one of the ones I've linked to right here. Be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell if you think I've earned it. And as always, thanks to all my patrons for helping to make these videos possible. My patrons get early access to ad-free versions of the videos, there's a private Discord group, and higher-level patrons can join in on monthly Zoom calls. Check out the link in the description for more details. But even if you aren't a patron, you're still doing something awesome just by watching and commenting. Thanks so much. I'll see you in the next one.